Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Again, this is none other than the KDOM. That's King of DC Media, your gracious host, William Powell, internationally known, nationally recognized, and locally appreciated. Hope everybody is doing well on this wonderful Thursday night. My fantastic co-host, Nadia Williams, again, is not joining us tonight. She had some very important work to take care of, and we wish her well. Tonight we have director Alvin Gray, a very interesting brother, a very busy guy, been in the business for a long time. He's got a good story to tell. And we've got modeling and acting guru Aaron Marcus, who's been on the show before. He's got a hot workshop coming up pretty soon. Oh, again, let me put out there one more time. This show is brought to you by DC Actors Examiner, most easily found by Googling DC Actors Examiner. It's a column I've been writing now for about 3 years, so if you have not checked it out, I encourage you to go out and check it out and subscribe. So since Nadia is not here, let me see what's going on in the news. I got some interesting movies that are out from our good friend Michael Marino, a director we've had on the show before. He's got a movie, got a couple movies he's working on here. He's got one, Zombie Presidents. He still has open roles for that. If you have great improv skills, please forward your info to capital M, capital C, capital M, capital F, I, L, M, S at AOL.com. That's MCMfilms at AOL.com. Place zombies in the subject line and go ahead and send him your information if you're interested in a part in that movie. Basically, the premise of that movie is scientists secretly clone 4 dead presidents, but an accident turns the presidents into zombies. The lab is locked down as it becomes a race for survival. That's an interesting movie he's working on. The other one he's working on, he's got some auditions coming up Saturday, May 26th, and the time is from 12:30 to 5 o'clock p.m., and he's also accepting electronic submissions at the same email address, mcmfilms@aol.com. All roles are paid, union and non-union welcome. And I guess the premise of this movie is a little bit different. It's sort of like, it takes place out in the wilds of the woods. The woods, they could be anywhere, but I heard he's going to be shooting up in West Virginia. But basically, it's young kids getting in trouble in the woods, basically. They're out camping, and bad things happen in the woods. Don't we know that from watching so many horror movies? So we're waiting for Alvin Gray to call in and see what else is in the news here. We've got Synopsis. Synopsis Classified. And Synopsis is a very good website. If you have not checked it out, I definitely recommend Synopsis. It's got a lot of different entertainment jobs, not just in this area, the DMV area, District Maryland and Virginia, but all over the country. And they have, she's pretty good. She's got a lot of things on here about a lot of entertainment news about a lot of the hot shows that are coming up and things of that nature. And while I'm talking here, let me see if I can find some good scoop here. Let's see, they got the Hallmark Movie Channel recently gained distribution in Southwest Virginia via Chatmos Cablevision Incorporated. The additional distribution was enabled because the network experienced much local support from residents in the Smith Mountain Lake area in Southwest Virginia. The setting for Hallmark Movie Channel's original film, Lake Effects, premiering this Sunday at 8 p.m. Let's see what else they've got here. Oh, since we're going to be having Aaron Marcus on, I could pop over to his what he has here. And then, of course, as I told you, he has a workshop that's coming up. It'll be this weekend, this Saturday, if I remember correctly. Let me see if I can get that to come up here, but it'll tell you all about it. He's got one coming up this weekend. He has a lot of very very good teachers coming on. He's always good at pulling in a lot of talent. I know the last workshop that he had, I was able to listen in, and he had a lot of good talent on there. He had agents and actors from all of the area. He had this guy that practically lives on Broadway, and the guy was talking about how he and a lot of actors would get together and they would hire out a hall, basically, and put on their own showcase. They put their own showcase on and invite agents to come in. So there are a lot of interesting stories that you can get from these workshops. Even if it's stuff you've heard before, it's still good to go ahead and participate anyway. So we got Mr. Gray is going to be joining us any second here. And I think I'm going to go ahead and put in a call to Mr. Gray. And so that'll take a little second here for him to join us. I'm kind of fighting off these allergies here. I don't know if I sound different on the phone today, but let's see if this guy can get him to join the show. He's a very interesting guy to have.
Hello?
On. Hey, Alvin.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
Crazy work. I was in the middle of the edit, man. I totally forgot about the time. It's 9:30 already. Okay. Yeah, everything is good. I'm sitting here editing right now and everything, but let me save this. Do you need me to call you now or vice
you're
versa?
You're on the air, man. You're on the air.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, man, I was just talking about you. I was just talking about you. I'm trying to fill up time here and everything. I was like, okay, this guy's going to call us. He's going to call us. Well, let me call him.
Yikes, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I totally. Because the thing is, I have a project that's due tomorrow. Well, actually, it's due tonight, but I'm trying to buy some time until tomorrow morning. So I've been working on this thing, man, since 2 o'clock today.
Oh, wow. Tell me about that project. What is it?
It's a music video for an independent artist named Joe Boy. You know, and he has some type of meeting with MTV or something tomorrow morning, so I have to get this video done for him by then. So it's just been one thing after another. And then I have a big music video shoot tomorrow at the studio that I have to prepare for as well. So it's just nonstop, unexpectedly.
Wow. Man, I wish I had your life. I was listening to an old interview of you about a year ago. And somewhere on the web, and you were talking about, man, just going back to Overly High School, man. Why don't you tell the listeners about that? Just start from day one at Overly High School, where you got to you are today.
Yeah, well, when I first went to Overly, I never thought that I would be involved in the media at all. You know, I was more of the guy who just liked to joke around and, you know, cut class and just stay in trouble and everything. So my principal, for a punishment, put me into this media class, you know, saying, here's an outlet for you to, you know, release some attention if you want some. So, you know, I went in there and they gave us all these books and stuff. It was really boring. Until the end of the semester, once the end of the semester came, we had to do a video project, and mine was Chawfles, which was chicken and waffle cereal. So, I mean, it was a thing we created. it's pretty disgusting now, but it was funny at the time, you know, and after that point, I saw the commercial we put together, and I said, man, this is something I want to keep on doing. And from that point, I talked to the principal, talked to the teacher, and they put together this program for the year after, you know, called Introduction to Television and Radio. And from there, they did another course. If we kept getting people involved. Then we did a second course, and from there, it just kept building. And because I was involved with the project firsthand, I soon received an internship at the Education Channel while I became a news anchor. And, you know, from there it's kept growing, you know, got some, you know, publicity from being a news anchor with the Education Channel. Then I moved on to radio for a little while, where I became a board operator. And then I got some trouble at the radio station, and then went to the movie stuff. Yeah.
Wow, what kind of trouble? You're a liberty to say?
Yeah, I guess I'm a liberty to say. I was a board operator there. You know, I used to run, like, the Howard Stern Show here in Baltimore. With, you know, they broadcast in New York, but the signal comes here,
right.
And I will run it here in Baltimore.
Right.
You know, Don and Mike, Tom Likas, and things like that. But it was a show that came on later on that night. I can't say the name of the show, but one night I cut the show off and I started my own show. And I brought some friends in, and we had, you know, we made our own openers and our own commercials and everything. And we actually broadcast, on national radio for 6 hours, every weekend night, for about 3 weeks. And the third week, we had a winner who won some DVDs. I didn't get a chance to mail them out to the person who won. And she came to the station. And when she came to the station, everything from that point on went downhill. So, yeah, I got fired, of course. You know, it was an experience. It was a fun experience, though, working at the radio station and actually having a story to tell like that now. It was cool.
Well, it sounded like you got fired, but it was worth it, man. It sounded like you had fun.
Yeah, I had some air checks now. You know, I can always have air checks in case I need to get a job in radio.
Wow. So now from there you went to The Wire, man. Talk about that. You were like background on The Wire.
Yeah, that's all I did. It's just a little background action on The Wire. My main goal when working on the set of The Wire wasn't to really get too much airtime at that time. It was more to learn how they did what they did. You know, how did they set up lights? How did they shoot? You know, how did directors work with the actors and things like that. I was just on the set to learn more than get a paycheck or, you know, get a chance to be on TV. Because what I wanted to do is take that knowledge and make my own movie. You know, that was the bigger plan of the whole thing, not to just be an extra. It was more about learning to see how they did what they did. So I took that, all the knowledge I had from that, and I went on a set of Step Up when he was shooting here, and just took everything that I learned from those different sets and applied it to my own movie. And, you know, I came out with a little small movie, nothing major at that time, you know, and I learned from that movie and kept growing and growing until I am where I am now.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because I know a couple weeks ago I saw David Fincher, the guy that directed Social Network and Girl with the Golden Tattoo.
Uh-huh.
And he's directing House of Cards, which is this thing produced by Netflix with Kevin Spacey. And I got to see the guy work. It was really fascinating to see him work. I mean, he was just, like, very intense, and he was, like,
yeah,
he demanded a very quiet set.
Right.
He had a lot of takes. It was a ballroom scene, and let me tell you, I was pretty exhausted at the end of the day. A lot of takes.
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, a lot of people come on the set sometimes thinking, oh, this guy's the amateur because he keeps making us do it over and over again, or he don't know what he wants. It's not always about that. Sometimes making a movie, you know, you spend a whole day just to get a 30-second shot, you know, or 30-second scene, excuse me. And people don't understand that, you know, so you have to know when you go on the set that everything has to be on point when you're making a movie. Sound, the lighting, the actor's cue, even as far as, you know, their eye direction, everything has to be on point. So sometimes it takes up to 60 times to get that right scene, you know, but once you get it, it's a golden moment. Take it and run.
That's right. Yeah, even small things. I mean, like Kevin Spacey, he was just a little bit off on his mark.
Yeah.
And, you know, David was telling him, no, you got to turn a little bit. You know, he's not going to be straight on it. You got to turn at this angle. You got to do this. You got to do that. It was it's exhaustive. You know, just like, just like crazy detail.
Yeah. That's what they get paid for. I mean, you got to think about it. They're getting paid millions of dollars, you know, so. Everything has to be on point. Yeah, everything has to be 100% on point with that.
That's right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
So now talk about Torture. Is there one of your first movies?
Yeah, Torture was my first film. I think that was in 2004, 3, I believe.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember exactly, but I think it was around that time. It was my first movie. Like I said, I learned a lot from being on the set of The Wire and just watching how they, you know, made everything come together. I took that knowledge and, you know, I had a little computer and a little camera, did a small casting, nothing major, and we actually shot the movie. It came out pretty decent. I still receive great reviews from that movie. Me, personally, it's not my favorite movie anymore, but that was my first film. It was about a teenager growing up in, you know, the urban neighborhood, and his father wanted him to walk a very straight line. Sometimes, you know, being a teenager, we get off that line a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
But his father tried to make sure that he stayed focused and not get in trouble with the gangs. And that, you know, at that time in Baltimore, the gangs started becoming popular again with the whole Bloods and Crips thing. So his father was against that whole thing. So the gang didn't like the father very much. And because the father went through the whole thing of, he went against the rule, stop snitching, you know, and they killed the father because he would stand up to the gang. Well, the son took up a martial arts class, you know, to become more focused and disciplined and try to clear his mind. And he used the martial arts to take revenge on the gang that killed his father. Long story short. Yeah, it was a very heavy script at the time because that was, like I said, the time where gangs became a little bit more popular in Baltimore. The whole Dawson family situation happened where, you know, they killed the whole family for speaking out on violence in the street.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I mean, all these things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So all these things were happening at that time. So, I mean, the script was pretty powerful. I would like to actually revisit that script again sometime with maybe $1 million budget. Oh, no, sorry, $100 million budget to do it right. You know, it was a very powerful story, but it was just in a young person's hand at the time, which was my hand. But I think it could do a lot better now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Alvin, I have my second guest coming on, Aaron Marcus. Now, you're welcome to stay on if you want.
Sure.
Okay. All right, let me bring on Aaron Marcus. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, William, how are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Say hello to Director Alvin Gray.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good, doing really well, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, we caught Alvin in the middle of directing a music video.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to hang out with you guys for a bit, and I'm going to get out of here shortly. But, so that's my story.
Yep. Okay, so Aaron, so I got you see you got this workshop coming up this weekend. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, actually, this thing's going to be great. It's going to be taking place this Saturday, May the 5th, and I've got in Baltimore, and I've got five incredible guest speakers. I mean, I'll be speaking as well, but it's set up for anybody who has an interest in getting more acting work or commercial modeling work. And so I've got a commercial and headshot photographer, an actor to talk about how to put together great resumes, how you can actually market yourself and try to get work on your own. I've got a producer coming in. I've got a director coming in as well. And it's just really, it's a great day for people who just want to get more information about either getting started or trying to get more work.
Hmm. Now, you know, I've been advertising or at least putting the word out on at least talking about your workshop. And in my conversations with people, it seems like people have this notion that the DMV area is not really a strong market, and they joke. You hear these snide remarks like, well, you know, if you want to get work, you know, you know, move to L.A. The best thing to do is to move to L.A., move to New York. What's your assessment of this market?
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, if somebody says that they only want to work on TV shows and they only want to work in films, then, yeah, I would agree with that assessment that L.A. and New York is where most of these kinds of projects are happening. Not to say that they don't happen elsewhere, but typically, you know, even like in Baltimore, look, we have The Wire, we've got Veep, we've got House of Cards here now as well. But, you know, the majority of the roles have already been cast, you know, by the time they get here. And once again, that's not to say that there aren't roles that are cast here, but the principal roles have pretty much already been done in the major markets. So, yeah, I mean, if that's all you're interested in doing, then those would be great markets to move to. However, you better be really good before you move there. You better have a really good resume before you try moving there. And, you know, that's one of the things that's so great about the D.C., Virginia, Maryland market is that it gives people a wonderful opportunity to get a lot of experience. And, I mean, this holds true really for any area. I mean, just because it's not New York, you know, L.A. or Chicago doesn't mean that the actors aren't phenomenal, that the photographers aren't great, that the producers and the directors and the people of the advertising agencies aren't very creative and really in touch with what's going on in the industry. So, I mean, the first 4 years that I started making my living as an actor and a commercial model were all just in this area. And then when I felt like I had enough experience, my headshot was good, my resume was good, my composite sheet was good for commercial modeling, then I started moving into other areas. And I started hitting the Philadelphia market and then the New Jersey market. And then eventually, when I thought that I was ready, then I start going to New York, and I commute. So, but still, you know, the majority of my work comes in secondary markets. So, you know, just because, you know, you're living in a smaller market doesn't mean that there isn't some great, great work around here. But, you know, you have to know what you're doing, and still, you've got to be really good. It doesn't matter where you live.
That's true. Hey, Alvin, what's your take on that, man? Have any of your actors moved on to L.A. and New York?
Yeah, I agree. You know, a few of my actors have been or moved to L.A. and New York, and it's hard out there, though, man. You know, everyone there wants to do the same exact thing as you. They all want to act. You have the police there who want to be actors. You have the doctors there who want to be actors. I mean, everyone wants to be actors there, so you have to come very strong. Me, personally, I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore, I mean, because you can make this place look like so many different things. It's a very gritty city, but at the same time, I feel like it's a very sexy city. It has a lot of beauty to this place. You just have to know what you want out of it and make it that. So, I mean, people always tell me all the time, you know, you have to go to L.A., you have to go to L.A. I don't want to rush going to L.A. right now. I'm still building my resume to get there. I have 3 feature films under my belt right now and a ton of music videos. I feel like right now may be the best time for me to go there because I do have that experience and I do have something under my belt. But I definitely recommend that you get some sort of experience before you just go out there because you can do the same thing here that you've done there, but maybe do it a little bit better here because you're a bigger fish in a smaller pond.
And you'll have more opportunities here as well.
Yeah, correct.
And, you know, it's funny, sometimes, and not to say that there haven't been people who've gone from this area and have had tremendous success, you know, in other markets, but it is funny, sometimes I'll talk with some people I know who've gone to L.A., especially L.A., and so I ask, you know, hey, so how are things going for you out there? Man, great, you know, I did this TV show, and you know, and then all of a sudden I started finding out that they've been out there for 5 years, and they had a day player role on one television show.
Right, wow. Exactly.
And look, getting any part on a TV show is difficult, but, you know, to work once in, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, it doesn't seem all that exciting to me. And for me, I just love to work. And so whether it's an industrial or training film, you know, music video, TV commercial, I mean, I really don't care. I just like to work. And so for me personally, I don't need to have starring roles. I don't need to be, you know, the main person in a project. I just like to, you know, work in anything I can possibly get my hands on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like to work. You're about to say something, Alvin?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And I'm sure, Alvin, I'm sure, you know, you've seen, too. I mean, there's some unbelievably talented people in this market.
It is. It's a whole lot. You know, it's so many people that are talented. And I hate to say this, but I'm learning, you know, over the years that it's a lot about who you know at this point, not about, you know, what you know and even how talented you are, unless you're extremely talented. It's about getting in with the right people, you know, and networking. It's all about networking and getting with the right person. I see so many actors on television right now that could be a lot better or that I know personally actors that are way better than actors on television. It's just because they knew someone or they were at the right place at the right time. Sometimes this business is all about being at the right place at the right time with a string of luck. And you might get lucky then, maybe not. But that's the
thing.
Yeah,
I agree. And I guess the important thing is to make sure that you put yourself in a situation where you can make the luck happen. I mean, you know,
yeah.
even for somebody who makes a connection with you, that, you know, you happen to meet somebody, you think they're talented, and then all of a sudden, bingo, if you've got a spot for them, you know, in one of your projects, well, if you like the person, you know they're talented, and you personally know them, why wouldn't you want to put them in a film, you know,
exactly.
or a project? So, you know, that stuff makes sense, and that's why, I mean, I don't want to mention any names, but there was a very famous director who was shooting in the Baltimore area, and a lot of the local actors were very angry because he was flying in a lot of his friends,
yeah.
for a couple words in a scene. And, you know, people were saying, come on, you can't hire us for that. But you know what? I got it. It's like this guy's shooting a movie for 3 months. He wants to surround himself with people who he likes. These are friends of his. They were all very competent. They could do the, you know, couple words. And, yeah, I mean, it was a shame that you know, more local people couldn't get the job. And I wish I was friends with the director so he'd hire me for,
right.
you know, for a day player thing. But, you know, I completely get it. And but, you know, even though, you know, you might have that connection, and sometimes people say, well, he just knew somebody. Well, you know what? They made sure that they made that contact. And you
right.
also have to have the skills to produce. You know, somebody can be your best friend, and if you don't think they can act or they can't sing, you're not going to put them in a project and embarrass you and make the project look horrible. So
right.
it's got to be a combination of having either if you're just like naturally able to do this stuff, which not, I mean, there are some people who are. Most of the people I know have studied, still study, still take classes, even though they've had tremendous success in the industry. But, you know, you've got to be able to produce as well, even with the connections.
Yeah,
I'm going to put my shameless plug out there. Up until recently, I was teaching a workshop called Networking Tricks for Actors. It's funny because it's kind of a hard sell in a way. I mean, I expected a lot more people in class than came, and it seemed like it's not a sexy topic, but I think it's extremely important.
Well, I agree with you. And I find that a lot of times education just in general is a hard sell because so many people feel like they just want to be discovered. People, you know, it's like you – sometimes with a reality show, somebody who goes through the show and all of a sudden becomes very well known, and then people start getting these ideas that's how you do it. You know, you just get discovered and you become famous. And like I said, you know, it does happen for some people, although I don't think that recognition lasts very long.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. Well, we got to wrap up. We got about 2 minutes. Alvin, why don't you put your information out there, man, before you go?
Yeah, if anyone's interested in getting some work done with me or working with me, you can always go to my site. My site is www.imalvingray.com. That's I-M-A-L-V-I-N-G-R-A-Y. I am alvingray.com. Or you can Facebook me. It's Facebook/Alvin Gray. You can follow me on Twitter @AlvinGray. Or you can Google Alvin Gray. Either way, the best way to get to me, though, is imalvingray.com.
Okay, Alvin, man. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for coming
Thank
on the show.
Much.
We'll have you on again.
I look forward to it, man. Take it easy. You both have
okay,
a good,
get
easy.
Back to editing.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and Aaron, you likewise, put your workshop out there.
Yeah, great. Yeah, you can just go to howtomodel.com. It's HOWTOMODEL.com and click on workshops. And in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the link for the Baltimore May 5th workshop. And you can also go to my fan page at Facebook @howtomodel. And Twitter is Aaron R. Marcus. And so actually there's a lot of great information on howtomodel.com, and you can see the book that I wrote, How to Become a Successful Commercial Model. But like I mentioned, all the information about all the guest speakers, location and things like that are all listed right on the website of howtomodel.com. So I hopefully people can come out on Saturday.
Right. And let me just throw out there, you're going to be on the show next week. And
yeah,
we're going to have a
looking
couple
forward to it.
We're going to have a couple actresses come on, and we're going to do like a sort of a mini workshop right on the show.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Okay, Aaron, well, thanks for calling, and we're definitely looking forward to having you on next week.
Sounds good. See you, Aaron.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Thanks.
And I just want to tell everybody out there to do something for your career every day and break a leg. Good night.